I commend this morning prayer section. Let's sing hymn 46. Good morning, everyone. Okay, so in this prayer section, I would like to use Lord Jesus turned and said, "What do you seek?" It's our mutual encouragement. So hopefully we can all find what we seek for in this RHTS. Because this is the purpose of our following Jesus. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. Chapter 1, let's read verse 35. 35 to 39. 35 to 39. Joe, can you read? Thank you. This is what the two disciples, after they heard the saying of John the Baptist, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Then these two disciples followed Jesus. Silently, they just followed him. And after Jesus noticed they are following, Jesus turned and seeing them following and said to them, "What do you seek? What do you seek?" So this is the first word Jesus spoke in the book of John, right? Basically, if you look at from the very beginning, this is the first word Jesus said, "What do you seek?" Especially to these two disciples. So, if Jesus also said to you, "What do you seek?" What will your answer be? Obviously, these two disciples, they got this golden opportunity to have this specific request, because they can just say to Jesus anything. But unexpectedly, these two disciples said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" So this ISTS, we are just like the two disciples. We are following Jesus. Isn't it? Right? We follow Jesus for what? We follow Jesus because we consider he is the God, the only true God. He is the Savior. He is the one who can grant to us what we really need for our salvation, right? So that's why we come to this place, spend time here, and we spend time in prayer in classes. So this is a very important question we ask for ourselves. What do you seek from the Jesus? I think this is because after John, he made this declaration about Jesus. He said, he introduced himself from the beginning. Let's turn to verse 20. In the beginning is the testimony of John the Baptist. So the priest sent messenger to ask John, and they ask him, "What? Who are you? Right? Are you Elijah? And he said, I'm not. But are you the prophet? And he answered, no. Then they said to him, who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. So John the Baptist, he said, I am not the Christ. I am not the prophet. I am not the anointed one. But I am just the voice in the wilderness. So after John introduced himself, made it clear to everybody who he really was. Right? Then John, he made an introduction about Jesus. So then he said in verse 26, he specially said about Jesus, the one who actually is before him, but show up in the to the Jews, to this world after him. In verse 26 to 27, can Sister read with a loud voice about Catherine? Thank you. John he answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to lose. You can see, this is the first, the introduction about Jesus, right? He is the one. Is actually before me. But whose sandal strap I am not worthy to lose. But the one among you whom you do not know, because their eyesight actually was blind. Right? They cannot see, they don't know about Jesus. Okay, and then in verse 29. Okay. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Wow. Now, it becomes even deeper, right, about Jesus. And let's turn to verse 33. Sister. Sister Amy. It's not Amy, actually it's Emily. Okay. So in verse 33, he said, because he witnessed how the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus. So he said, this is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, he is the one who is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So this is a key point for this prayer section. He is the one who baptized you with the Holy Spirit. And in 34, Ivan. Okay, this is the Son of God, right? This is the Son of God. So he is the one among you whom you do not know. But actually, His sandal strap I am not worthy to lose it. Then he is the one to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He is the Son of God. And after these two disciples heard it, then they followed him. Okay. And when Jesus asked, "What do you seek?" And what's their answer? "Rabbi, where are you staying?" Right? So why these two disciples want to see where Jesus stayed? The reason is these two disciples, they recognize Jesus is the anointed one, the Christ, whom has been prophesied in the book of Isaiah. He is the one, the Lord, to lay upon him all the iniquity of us. Let's turn to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 53, 6 and 7. Jessica. No. Jessica. So this is about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. And he said, "We like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." So basically, we lost. We lost our eyesight. We don't know the direction. But Jesus, he is the one said, "Then the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. But he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter." He is the lamb. So I think to these two disciples, they know about this prophecy. Now, after the introduction of John, they wanted to see, wow, the Lamb of God, where will he stay? What kind of the presence, his dwelling presence will be like? So at John chapter 1, verse 39, Jesus answered, "Come and see." Right? Come and see. See where I stay. Okay? So if we look at we know the life of Jesus, we know the praise of Jesus must be very humble, right? So let's turn to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. This is how the Lamb of God stayed in this world. Chapter 9, 58. Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, 58. Christopher. Thank you. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So you can see that Jesus, his lifestyle is very simple, right? Everywhere. And he's not put his focus in this world. Because he knows what he's going to do and the purpose of him, of his coming. So that's why these two disciples, they just come and see. After they saw it, Bible says they remain with him that day. They decide to stay with Jesus. Why? What is the reason? What do you think? This is it's a very simple place. Right? Not fancy at all. But these two disciples decide to remain with him. After this day and the next day, one of the disciples recognized Jesus, he is the Messiah, the Christ. So the change is very significant. For these two disciples, they recognize, wow, this one, even though his place is so simple, but he is the one who can give us what we want. So they recognize Jesus, really, he is the name of God. He is the Son of God. He is the one can give us grace and truth. Let's turn to chapter 1. Chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 16. Brendan. Okay. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. These two disciples, they follow John the Baptist because they know the law, Mosaic law. But after they come to Jesus, they know he is the one to give them truth and the grace. Besides that, I think these two disciples, they are very, their wisdom just like suddenly opened. They can see how Jesus is precious to their life. So, peace, joy, light, glory, everything come from this anointing one. So they decide to remain with Jesus. After this one night, their entire life changed, turned to the right direction. They follow Jesus. They can really find what they look for. So, What do you seek from Jesus? So in this prayer section, if we remember how John the Baptist, he said, he is the one going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So, you know, others can give us something, but the Holy Spirit only be given through Lord Jesus Christ. So I say, if we are looking for some grace or blessings, we can turn to others. But if we are looking for to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be really baptized with the Holy Spirit, only to Jesus. This is the only way. So it's very important. What do we want? What are we looking for from Jesus, to receive from him whatever no any other human being can give us. This is the most precious. So we ask to be filled with Holy Spirit. For those who are still pray for the Holy Spirit, he is the only way we can receive this evidence of eternal life. Right? Without this Holy Spirit, we have no guarantee to enter the heavenly kingdom. It's so important for us. We have to get the seal on our whole head. So let's set the goal and really find the most precious gift from Jesus. We can see, say, Jesus wants to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. So what does the baptism mean? The baptism. What is the meaning of baptism? Is it a sprinkle? Elena. Hey, what is the baptism mean? Immerse, right? Immerse in the water. So Jesus will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. What does it mean? He will put us just deep in the Holy Spirit, immerse totally in the Spirit. If we really got immersed in the Spirit, what will happen? What will happen? You forget the times, right? You forget your surrounding. Immerse the Spirit, then our eyesight is open. We see the throne in the heaven. We recognize we are kneel down and come to before the mercy seat, the throne of Jesus. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Sister Shelley. Thank you. In verse 2, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. If we really been baptized in the Holy Spirit, we were immersed in the Spirit, and then our eyesight here, we see this throne. And we also see the one who sit on it. And then we can boldly come to him to ask the most precious thing, the Holy Spirit, and the fulfillment of what Jesus promised. We will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we will receive the wisdom, the salvation, and all the blessings of Jesus Christ. So Holy Spirit is the key. We have a sister, one sister died. Her son passed away at the age of 27. So right now we are 17, right? About 17. Her son got sick, was diagnosed as with tongue cancer. You know, the cancer grow in his tongue, in the bottom of the tongue. After he finished the graduate school at age 26, he was sick. And the mother was so upset, right? Because this is the time about her son to start his own life, so bright. But who knows, this sickness make his son, her son, just like an old man. Because once your tongue got sick, you cannot eat anything. So the son just turned like just so skinny, no energy at all. And because the cancer is the last stage, she brought her son to everywhere to looking for doctors, gods, idols, whatever she can find. But when you know the result, useless. So one of his relatives, their relatives, it's a far distance of relatives, turned out to be member of TJC. She came to her house and then introduced to the son about Jesus Christ. And she just offered them, "I pray for your son. We pray together. And Jesus will show mercy to us." So she came to visit and then pray together. That was the first time this mother and son saw the sister pray in the Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit. Wow. The mother was so shocked, actually. But the son, when he saw it, he didn't show fear or scared, no. He was just so astonished that, wow, how come someone can pray in this way? Because he was introduced to Catholic through his classmate after he was sick. So he recognized, wow, Jesus is the way. He is the way to receive healing and to make well. But unfortunately, it doesn't work. So after he saw the sister pray in the Spirit, he was so eager to pray also in this way. So after the first visitation, you know, the sister came the second time with other brother and sister together to their house, pray especially for this son. And during the one prayer section, this young man, the son, he was so sick actually. His tumor come out from the chin, and it become a lump so big, you know. So that's why this is a special disease. We don't know how come the doctor didn't make any treatment to remove it or anything. But his chin, within the chin, there's a lot of a lump. So during the one prayer session, the son received Holy Spirit, even though he could not say because the tongue cancer. So he cannot speak out, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." But he just recognized, wow, Jesus can see through our heart. So even though he could not sound the voice, he prayed in his heart so earnestly. So in that prayer session, he received Holy Spirit, speaking in tongue, and then his body moved, shaking. And because this is a loud voice, right? His mother opened her eyes and witnessed how her son received the Holy Spirit. And also, because of the sickness, he could not lift up his two hands. But during the prayer, his both two hands straight up and for a while. Well, the mother was so astonished. How come the Spirit can make her son like this? Wow, she was so moved. These guys, their prayer was so powerful. So she was very grateful about this prayer. After, you know, they stopped prayer, and they just I think our member just explained to her about Holy Spirit, and then she asked, "Can I pray again?" And then they have a second prayer in the house. After a while, this mother also received Holy Spirit. And after this Holy Spirit, the Son, he just completely, his eyesight just opened. He recognized, wow, in previous time, his classmate introduced to him about Catholic was not the truth. So he continued to pray in the Spirit, and God make him feel much better after the Holy Spirit. See, he can lift up his arms, and he can even write something down. Before it's impossible to him. So after he received this Holy Spirit, then his condition improved. But he also can recognize his time is coming. But it's not a matter of this physical body. It's a matter of the salvation. So once after he received the Holy Spirit, he has this understanding about salvation. He wanted to grab this salvation. So he asked for the water baptism. And after baptism, the church arranged a special baptism for him. And then, I think after 13 days, he passed away. He passed away peacefully. But, you know, the period of his sick, about 1 year. After he came to TJC and received the Holy Spirit, he have a month, I think less than one year of life. But in this period of time, his life just changed. His mind different, renewed. And especially for the mother. After the mother witnessed how Lord Jesus showed mercy to his to her son, she was greatly comforted by the Holy Spirit. So after her son passed away, she was okay because she understand Jesus received her son into heaven through one member, one church member, saw a vision and a dream about her son actually was with angel in heaven. So she testified, say, without Holy Spirit, she probably could not live longer after her son passed away. But after come to Jesus, after received Holy Spirit, her mind changed. So this is the gift of Jesus. So let's come forward and pray. Ask Lord Jesus, give us this wonderful praising of Holy Spirit. Ask Jesus to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Let's come forward and pray with earnest heart. Let's pray.